WRVU 954.
You're unreadable there, station. been doing pretty good through this repeater test, because even on low power, the conditions have been or something. Anyway, I'm out here in Warren. My first personal here is Dave, roger. Yeah, copy that, Dave. I'm over here, I'm about 25 miles west of Detroit repeater, Welleran Airport, over. RZX 218, mile north of Welleran Airport, go ahead.
Well, good morning, Randall. I talked to you before. I got you on my list. I had to hurry up when you said you read extract my list. Okay. I talked to you before. Yeah, I don't know. You sound good. You're sounding good, but you got that engine noise that Detroit repeater is so famous for, roger.
Here, copy that. Yeah, it's doing its thing today. I don't know if it'll get any better or not. We'll have to... Time will tell on that one, over.
Yeah, roger that. I'm still on my second couple of cars. I'm going to do it right here, but... Yeah, it's... I don't understand it. My plumbing is messed up a little bit too, but that's fair, but I don't know. I don't get it. You know, Detroit a while back was doing what it's doing now. Then they changed it up. Then it worked good. Then it would start doing that again. Then it would work good. Then it would start doing that again. Or I just...
Copy that. That's just the nature of radio. It's just an interference. It's an interference issue down there on Detroit repeater. It happens. There's something around there that interferes with it. With the location it's at, I guess. And Mount Clemens has got an antenna issue, I hear. So maybe the weather straightens up a little bit. They can get to it and get the issue resolved. I don't know. And then we got Sheboygan that's off the network. That's a weather-related issue, too, I'm hearing, over.
I was informed, well, the Mount Clemens repeater a while back, I talked to the guy that runs it or whatever, he said it's the antenna, but it was really super cold on. He said he wasn't going to go up there and do anything. Yeah, you know, because it was cold, and I was very kind of sad. Yeah, I was told by 448 that Bob Sheboygan was able to get to his repeater, but the repeater's not, what's the word I'm looking for when the repeater's not just the other repeater, but
Yeah, roger that. I caught most of that. I don't know if it's an issue, Sheboygan might have just a network connection issue, but not sure.
That's the word, network. He's able to get into his repeater, but the repeater's not connected to the network. I don't know, for some reason. I'm not sure if I was told the reason. It's been a few days, but he's doing pretty good, so Bob's doing all right, because people have been asking about him, wondering why he went out there. I guess that's the reason, though, Roger.
Copy that. Yeah, you should try 600 frequency. Livonia there. It's same PL 141.3. You should try that one, see if you can get in on that. You should hit it okay from Warren, go ahead. Yeah, roger that. It's a standalone. It's not tied in to MIA. It's a standalone repeater at 96 and telegraph, over. Roger that. Yeah, I'll monitor that frequency on my radio. It's always there. Go ahead, see what you can do. Go ahead. Copy that. WRZF218, and we are standing by. I'm not making it I'm in a house on a handheld though too. I don't have an external base antenna or anything there, roger. Oh, copy that. Okay. Yeah, you might need a antenna stuck up in the air there. Outdoors to help. That's what I've got over there. I got two. Directional or omnidirectional. I switch back and forth with the PG 1000 plus. But I usually can run on medium power and be just fine with it. Go ahead. Yeah, I still remember the time I first talked to you, which was the last time I talked to you. And I remember you dropped it all the way to low power and you were still hitting the turret repeater nicely, good and clean and everything there, roger. Yeah, copy that. I got my medium power is adjustable. I can go 10 or 20 watts. And I keep it on 10. And that seems to work okay. For being 5 miles away from the repeater, but see, I got elevation on my side, too. Elevation's like 100 feet higher here than downtown Detroit. Over. Yeah, lucky you, then. Yeah, that'll, that makes a lot of difference. Yeah, lately I've been able to talk on the Detroit repeater on low power. Even on low power, it is good, and everybody says it sounded good, but this morning, I guess, I had to crank it up to high, you know, like I said, conditions and everything. Usually, I'm not even out here this time of morning, because usually there's nobody out here this time of morning. Roger. Drop the power. You'd be good. You sounded pretty good through the repeater, but that engine noise starts to cover you up a little bit. If it wasn't for that noise out there on the repeater, you'd be coming in really good there, roger. Yeah, 10-11. There, I'm back on medium now. It seems to work. Good watch. 10 better than 5, over. Back in business. Not bad for me in power. Like I said, I was even impressed the last time when you went to low power. You came in really good. You were coming in really good. you were doing good on low power this time. If it wasn't for that noise on the repeater, you know, you'd be very readable there, okay? Yeah, roger that. Yeah, you're sounding a lot better too yourself. All it is just the engine noise in the background, but I can hear every word you're saying now. Yeah, roger. Does this thing sound okay for a ham mic? I got the ham mic plugged into the hand. Oh, I ain't having tested this hand mic out in a while. Does it sound okay? Yeah, it sounds okay. We got a Baofeng radio, over. Yes, sir, UB5 are around Baofeng, they're okay. Yeah, roger that. We got a couple of them. UB5RH. A little bigger one. Five watts. It works good. I can hit the repeater out in the yard 25 miles away, over. Yeah, roger, that's pretty good. Let me see, 5R8. I got a pair of high capacity batteries here. Ordered from Amazon, and I come to find out they don't fit this radio. Amazon sent me the right batteries. It wasn't me that wasn't. I thought UV5s, I thought all the batteries were the same. I didn't really, you know, go through the ad that good, and I ordered them to come to find out they don't fit this thing, roger. Yeah, bummer on that. You watch your antennas too if you get another aftermarket antenna on the via or something. Make sure you get your male and female right. The bow planes are different, you know. Yeah, roger, I found that out. I got an Nagoya antenna on it. Ordered this one last month or so. Made a world of difference. Big time difference between the stock antenna that came with it. This antenna made a big difference there, roger.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, that's the one Jack has. Talks highly of. I got it on I got Radiodity GM30. I run the boy on that. Yeah, in the summertime, I can stand out here. One day, it was two summers ago. I had it stuck on low power, the radioity. I was putting out one and a half watts, and I was hitting that Detroit repeater in my backyard, walking around. And it was me, Jack, and another fellow. Yeah, I was hitting Detroit. With a 1.5 watts on a handheld and outside in the summer.
Yeah, roger that. Well, the three antennas I got with this radio when I bought it, one's a little stubby. Then you have the short antenna, then you have the long antenna. And, the stubby, I was able to hit the Mount Clemens and Detroit repeater. I never tried talking off of it, so the long antenna wouldn't open anything. The short antenna worked, so I had to use the short antenna. And I had to sit in one spot here in the room, just one spot. I couldn't move either a hair to the right or left. I had to keep it right in the sweet spot, or else nobody could hear me. This Nagoya antenna, I can go, I practically, hell, I got a radio check out of my kitchen and everything and stuff. I mean, you know, I'm glad I bought it there, go ahead.
Yeah, copy that. Well, that's the way it works.
especially on a handheld, you get to keep it vertical, and got to find that sweet spot, and it'll hook you up over. Well, that's who I learned about the Nagoya antennas from. First, Jack told me about them. Then I'd heard other people out here talking about them, and so I went up and I investigated, got on Google and investigated, and and Jack always tells me, he used to always tell me, keep it vertical, whatever you do, keep the antenna vertical. Yeah, copy that. Well, this radio oddity, GM30, that was the first radio I bought. And I had a magnet mount mobile, and I hooked it up, and I bought some adapters so I could put it in the SMA, and for a PL259 to SMA, hooked it up, and I was talking from my mobile and hitting the Detroit repeater, and then I went from there and got a base station and everything else. So. So are you on the Radio Oddity now? No. I'm on the base station now, KG1000. Over. Yeah, that's right, my bad. Like I said, I'm still in my second cup of coffee, so I'm a little slow today. What's the current draw on that radio, do you know?
Say again?
What's the current draw on that radio? How much current does it draw? Oh, I don't know. I just got the standard battery in it. I think it's not even 2,000 milliamps. It's under like 1,800 maybe in there somewhere. One to come with it, over. Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I got the stock battery in this. I got to order me a high capacity battery. The stock battery in this doesn't last very long if I get talking, you know, especially on high power. In fact, it was pretty much charged yesterday, and now while I'm talking to you, I look at the battery to indicate I'm already 3/4 empty. So I have to charge it. I have to throw this thing on the charger like almost every day, depending on how much I use it. It takes about 5-6 hours to charge here, okay? Yeah, copy that. Well, I guess your next step, if you haven't already, is get you a little base station radio, you know, a little mobile, like that DB20G or something, and get you a little antenna and stick it up on your roof somewhere, and you'll be in business, over. That's the plan somewhere down the street. First thing I'm going to do here in the next day or two is I'm ordering me a high-capacity battery, 6800 mAh, and, and then as I go there, I was already thinking about that, getting a little base and antenna that really worked there, okay.
Yeah, that's all you need. You know, and you'd have to buy a power supply to run the radio and all that, and then you can skip that battery business, over.
Roger that. I got a bunch of stuff left over from my CB days and stuff. I have a couple power supplies here. I have an Astron 20 amp, and I have a pyramid 5 amp, so I'm
plus a couple of them that I built myself. So I got no problem with power supplies, you know, that's why. But for the reason you just said, you know, I can, don't have to deal with these batteries all the time there. Go ahead. Yeah, roger that. Oh, you halfway there, you got all them. I got a little pyramid power supply that it ran a couple CBs on. I got a old Cobra 29. I got a little bitty Cobra AM/FM 11 meter CB, and I just monitor it a little bit sometimes. I got a little tram antenna on the roof, playing, but it works. It'll pick up 10, 11, 12 meters of it. And it does okay, but there isn't that much traffic out there anymore, unless you get down there and, you know, fix the Super Bowl, they call it, and all that, and hear all that crap. But, I got one. That's what I got. Yeah, roger. That 29 Cobra, is that the 40 GTL or whatever, the 29 GTL, or is it the 2923 channel? No, it's the newer one. You can change the color of the screen and all that stuff. I got to go into it, but it keeps giving me an antenna warning on it. I've seen a video where you can tune, there's a screw inside of it, you can tune it and get rid of that, so I think that's what it needs. Over. Yeah, I heard about that. There's a few problems people have with them, but yeah, that's one of them there. Is it all stock, or has it been peaked and... I don't like it. Has it been clipped or anything? No, it's not right out of the box, over. I still had an antenna up while I was still in the CB. I'd like to get a hold of one of those. They're nice looking radios. Yeah, I know you can change the colors and do all kinds of crazy stuff with them. Look like it'd be a fun radio to mess with there, roger. Yeah, roger that. But I have more luck with the little one. It's just a little bitty portable one. I forget the model of it. It's got FM in it too. And I had that in my vehicle, and I took it out, brought it in here, and put it online. I just listen to it sometimes, but not too often. Yeah, roger. The little one, is that a Cobra too? Yeah, affirmative. Yeah, it's a little bitty one. Fit right in your shirt pocket, almost. And it's got AM/FM. And 4 watts. Full 4 watts on it. And it's really a little portable. And it works real good. Roger that. I'm a big fan of the old school Cobras and Presidents and stuff that had the unit gun, the chassis and stuff. I'm not in the CB no more. I don't care much for these big radios they got out that, you know, has the processor and does all this stuff. I'm not a fan of that. I'm old school. I love the old Couriers and Presidents and Hygiene and stuff like that, roger. Yeah, copy that. Yeah, that's what I had back in the 70s. We all ran them in our cars, you know. I had a 102-inch steel whip in the center of my roof. And
had a realistic, and I had 100 watts, very, very dirty 100 watts, if I remember right, and that was my rig and the mobile over. Roger, realistic was the next name I was going to bring up. I used to repair CDs, and I used to have a reputation for modifying them, you know, flipping them and making them scream and stuff. I knew what I was doing. And my favorite radios, more or less, were the realistics. I don't know. I just got a thing for the realistic radios. I always loved them. They always worked. They were always dependable. And they just look nice all the way around there, Roger. Copy that. This was a 23 channel. And when 40 channel came out, I think there in the late 70s. And I upgraded and got one. And the hell, I forget the brand name. Anyways, it got ripped off, and so I ran around with an antenna and no radio for quite a while, and then I just kind of faded out of it, out of the hobby, and that was the end of that, over. Yeah, Roger, that. As for linears, I ran lots of linears. I ran a couple grand. You know, DNA amplifiers and stuff, Domcos and everything. And I always found the dirty linears are the ones that you got out better with. I always found out the dirtier the better. I know it sounds weird, but I used to get out a hell of a lot further with dirty linears. Here, go ahead. Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, we used to ride around and that thing was so dirty, I could ride around and I see somebody's TV going in their window, and I could key up and talk, and all you could see was a bunch of light show going on. I was tearing their TV up over. Yeah, when I was doing the stuff in Detroit, down in this ran-down neighborhood was a building. They were making pharmaceuticals, you know, it was a drug, I don't know, you know, pharmaceutical building. And they'd be closed at night. And that's how we used to test our gear. We'd drive by it and key up and modulate. And if the burglar alarm went off, then we know our stuff was working. So we went by and going, audio. And nothing happened. And we'd have to, got to go back and straighten that out. Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, the good old 70s. I could sit up on this tall hill in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and I could get out pretty good. I could get out, and I could talk. When Skip was rolling, I could talk and make contacts quite a ways away. And, you know, what conditions had to be right, though, over. Yeah, Roger that. I had a realistic 40 channel walkie talkie handheld. This was when they were big, from the 70s. And I used to sit on my porch. I had a motorcycle battery hooked into it. I used to talk. I was able to talk to my friends within a good three, four miles, you know, just off the rod antenna. And one time I was screwing around and Skip was rolling. I shot Skip to Texas. I was just screwing around. I think I told Texas was coming in. I said something, 385 Texas, don't get out or something. You know, just messing around. And the guy heard me and it freaked all my friends out there, Roger. Can't copy that. Yeah, my buddy's dad in the neighborhood there, he got into it. He bought a 30-foot tower, a round tower. We put it up, and he bought the 4 or 5 element Moonraker beams,
on a rotor. And we had a ground plane up there, a Starduster, I think it was. And it had a base station rig. It was a tube. It was an old tube one. I forget the brand. It's been a long time ago with a D-104 microphone. And we'd sit in there talking all over the country with it. And like I said, back in Detroit, because I moved in the 80s, late 80s, I moved up to the Thumb, but I'm going back, you know, 70s, 80s in Detroit. I had a 30-foot tower up. I had a set of PDL-2s. I didn't have a standby, though. I didn't have a standby ground plane, so. But, yeah, that used to be the fun part with shooting the skip. I used to love shooting the skip when the skip would come out. But, I don't know. Then I moved up to Thumb, and I was running up there. I was living right along the lake. I was less than a quarter mile away from the lake. And even barefoot, the lake used to carry my signal all the way into Canada, far into Canada and everything. But as time went on and cell phones evolved, about 2003, 2004, there was nobody out there on the radio no more, none. So I basically just quit. And stop talking on it, because there was really nobody out there to talk to anymore, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I know it. My line got ripped off and then I didn't replace it. I just went into other stuff. Nowadays, it's the battle of watts. It's the battle of watts down south there. Them guys, they got to be running 2 or 3 kilowatts and trying to see who's the best, who can bust through the best. It's quite comical when you start listening to some of it, but that's about what it's evolved into nowadays. Only the strong survive, over. Yeah, Roger. Them guys down there on 611, they run 10,000, 10, 15,000 watts or more. Anyway, I got to go. My battery light's flicking. I don't want this thing to unteed mid-transmit. Randall, it's good talking to you. I'd like to get back out there and talk to you some more about CB if we get a chance. But you have yourself a good day. You take it easy out there. And WSFZ 793, I'll be clear on your final. My battery's going to die. I don't want it to quit while I'm talking to you, Roger.
Copy that, Dave. Okay. We'll talk at you later. Plug that rascal up. WRZX218. We're standing by.
WRWB 489.
WSBH 380.
Monitoring. Go ahead there. You got WRWB 489. Mike here.
Copy that. Just listen to the radio here. Hear some guys talking about, you know, the CB. Location there, 489.
Oh, I'm just up here at Mount Lemmon. Over. Just talking off the Mount Lemmon repeater. I heard Dave in there and somebody else. I guess Dave had to go because his battery was dying, and the other guy, I don't know where he went. So, I guess it's just up.
Yeah, well, I'm down here just south of 696, and I 75, there's a fourth.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, they were talking about CB and stuff. I think it's those guys out there that run all that power.
I still dabble in it a little bit. Got a couple of old folders. And a driver.
It was hard to copy at that time because you got, you know, something coming in with you off the Detroit repeater.
Copy that. Well, I'm kind of experimenting. I'm running a radiodiffusion TD20 and 20G. And the boy magnets out antenna. And it's mounted in the horizontal orientation. I just wondered if it was working good right there.
Yeah, you got a lot of QRM coming in with you.
Does that help matters?
WS GH922 monitoring.
Go ahead there, 922. WRWG 49.
Roger 489. How am I getting out this morning?
You sound like you're full flighting. What's your location?
I'm up in Grand Blanc, working off the Flint repeater.
Yep, just over here, Mount Pleasant. Just passing the old Gibraltar Trade Center here on 94.
Roger that, you're coming in crystal clear. A little bit of static in the background, but not much.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, I know that area up there quite well. You know, my sister lives, you know, just outside there. A town called Burt.
Oh, yeah, roger that. Yep. Next town over, just on the border there. I'm working off a DB20G mobile radio with a mag mount 772 Nagoya. Over.
Yeah, I just run a little handheld here in the mobile. That UB21R by both things. Works pretty good. And then if I get out of range, you know, a little too far, I got an old Hustler mag mount on top of the roof that I could just screw into it.
Roger that. Yeah, I haven't ventured out yet with the mobile. Just pretty much been doing the power supply in the house here so far. So, got a antenna for the house, just getting ready to put that up once the weather breaks, but other than that, we're all good with this unit. Over.
Yeah, copy that.
All right, sir, well, thanks for coming back. WSGH92, I'll be on the side.
WRWB 489 will be standing by here, monitoring.
looking for WSTY842. Here's WRBA 982 mobile. Looking for WSCY 842. Good morning there. Here's WRBA 982. Name is Mike, and I'm mobile in Gibraltar. Sorry, wrong person. WRWS 538.
WSTS 386 monitoring.
WRPV 448 monitoring.
Can anybody hear me? Drive. 780. Anybody hear me out there?
You're coming through, but there's a lot of static in the background. This is 7-3-6. What's your call sign?
WSGH922 monitoring. WSMV-335, mobile monitoring.
This is WSGV-628, looking for a radio report. Over.
WRPD-448, go ahead, 728.
I'm sorry, I didn't copy that.
This is WRPD-448, go ahead on your radio check.
I was just asking how it's coming in. Is it coming in okay, or is it a little bit fuzzy? Over.
You're coming in pretty good. If you're hearing a little bit of fuzz today, a lot of other people are. I've been hearing it all day. I think that might be more relevant to the conditions. Right now, you're sounding loud and clear. Are you mobile, or are you base, or handheld? Over.
I'm handheld, but I'm stationary right now and using a Bofang. I just got my GMRS license not too long ago, but I'm also active ham radio op too. And figured since my cousin had got a GMRS license, I figured I'd give it a try too. Back to you.
Copy that. Just now you were coming in and out a bit, possibly as if you might have been turning your head. How far from you are you from your repeater? Over.
Yeah, it sounded like it was coming in and out when you were broadcasting too. So I don't know if it's just me being inside my house or my antenna or what. It's my first try on the GMRS, so I wanted to give it a try. Maybe I'll walk outside and see if it gets better.
Sounds really good. This is your first time on GMRS. Welcome to the community. Everybody on the band is all super cool. Curious as to what type of antenna you got on your handheld, because the Nagoya 771, I believe, is pretty popular.
That's exactly the one I have, actually, my Bosang.
Well, it's doing its job. I'm on a base station. I'm transmitting right now at probably about 18 watts. I'm capable of going double that. I'm about 20 miles from the Flint repeater, and I've got fairly decent line of sight where I'm at. I'm in Groveland Township, near the Renaissance Festival, Mount Holly area, Holly ORV Park, that stuff.
Oh yeah, that's I know Groveland over there. My in-laws live over that way as well. And yeah, I'm about, I would say probably about 8 miles from the repeater. 6 to 8 miles. I'm just over here in Swartz Creek, just close to 69 there.
Well, my name is Kurt. I'm on the band intermittently, depending on how I feel that day. WRPB 448 for station identification purposes. But yeah, the community here is great. I call my place Fort Freedom. I'm, you know, Groveland Township. I'm right next to the Holly State Park. So, I mean, I'm looking at it right now out my window. Whiskey River Bar, if you're familiar with that, I'm close to that.
WSGV628 for identification purposes. Yeah, it's a nice area out there. A lot of people that have acreage out there. And you're right. I mean, you can pretty much do anything you want out there. Real nice.
I've got 0.6 acres. Technically, you got to have at least 2 acres in the township now just to build on it. But I'm surrounded by acres or neighbors with acreage. And it's really nice to look at all that grass and know that I don't have to cut it.
I agree with you there. I don't have a very big yard, but it still takes about 45 minutes to cut it because I mow with a, it's not a push mower, it's a pretty nice mower, but it's still, I walk it. By the way, Kurt, my name is Phil. Great to meet you, by the way. And I understand that. It's nice to look at nice grass, but you don't have to mow it.
I'm sorry, I couldn't catch that. Was that Bill or Phil?
That was Phil, Papa Hotel, India, Lima.
More like Phil and Samuel, right?
I didn't quite copy on that, Kurt. You can come back with that again?
I was making a Pantera reference, and I said kind of like Phil and Samuel.
I got you. That makes sense now. It kind of was like it did a fuzzy thing there for a second, and I didn't hear it all. Back to you.
All right, well, you're going to find on your little Bofang that you will be eating up battery. Don't know if there's a bigger battery available for your model radio or not, but I've always found it very good to have a second battery on standby just for emergencies. Copy?
Hey, copy that. Yeah, this is, again, this is a new thing to me. You know, I'm pretty familiar with the hams, but I know that, you know, different radio and different process and all that stuff that, you know, can have an effect on the battery life of your HTs.
Yeah, I spend most of my time on my base station up in my room. If I'm outside, out in the front yard or my driveway, I just turn the mobile on in the truck, listen to that. Sleeping on my hammock or whatever, then I go to the HT. You know, I try to keep the batteries as fresh on those as best as possible.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you, because sometimes when the power goes out and stuff, unless you got battery backups on your base stations, the HTs are the ones that are taking over. Back to you.
All right, Phil, you're like drifting in and out. I didn't even hear half of what you just said, and I did not get any tone. Copy?
Yeah, copy that, Kurt. Sorry about that. I'm going to say 73s. I don't know if you guys use the 73s on the GMRS, but I'll say 73s. And hopefully, I'll pick you up later. I want to see if I can try. I'm thinking about getting a mobile rig as well to boost my wattage a little bit. And I just wanted to get this a try out. But I appreciate you answering my call. And it was really nice to meet you. And hopefully...
You cut out again. I got most of that. Likewise, it was very much a pleasure to meet you, too. Again, I'm out here talking to some people at night. And, again, welcome to the community. This is WRPB 448, Kurt Groveland Township, and I am clear on your final.
It was great to meet you. This is WSDV, Bill in Schwartz Creek, Michigan. Appreciate it. And 73 to you, my friend, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. WSDV 628, clear.
Hello, hello.
Dave, do you copy? WRVS 713. Dave, do you copy?
WSDU 844 monitoring.
Whiskey Bar 19359, we're monitoring now in Hawaii.
Good evening. I didn't catch your call sign. This is WSDU 844. Handle is Sherman.
All right, I'll just get a feedback. That's why. Whiskey, Robert, Frank, King, 359, Robert, down south end of, no, going to be the line on down river.
Copy that. I didn't get your name.
Robert.
Copy that, Robert. You have Sherman here. I'm up here in Lapeer off the Mayville Tower. How are we doing tonight?
Well, I'm getting some brewing fever around down here. I can't wait till spring break, so I could go on the porch instead of work.
Copy that. It's cold out here. Try moving from one location to another. Past month or so, we lived in Washington Township there in northern Macomb County. Now we're in the mid section of Lapeer County. So we have one more trip, and I think we'll be cleaned out.
Yeah, 10-4. Yeah. And see, there's why you said every once in a while, just these airways get very, very quiet. If you get somebody on here to come try to get in there and get a radio check, then you ask for the rate to call it, they don't give you one because they probably don't have one. So I told them, like, well, I can't help you. Rules are rules. But no, I'm glad we haven't had, knock on the wood, I'm glad we haven't had no snowstorm up there yet.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, rules are rules, definitely. That's better than CB radio. And ham radio, now that gets kind of crazy too. And I'm not a great test taker, so it was easy to pay the $35, but it took me a while to get on that crazy FCC website with all this stuff. It's very confusing. I had to call the help desk, and they helped me out.
Yeah, 10-4, when I got my license, it was 70-something. personality a little bit. But no, I just, I used to be a CB, and I just started hating it because the noise level got louder and louder, and you hear these different people saying, "Can't afford a good buddy," and everything else, and I said, "Well, fool ya." And I heard, I saw about this on YouTube. I said, they had a repeater when I was on there a while back. But I'm glad that you don't have to have no power or something like that. And you can really jump over the bridge up there, that far.
Copy that, yeah. I love how all the repeaters are connected to each other from, like I said, I'm in Lapeer, and I'm off the Mayville Tower, which is maybe, I'm guessing maybe 20 miles north of me, but it's powerful. And then you guys have the Detroit repeater, and then you have the Mount Clements repeater, and then you have the Troy repeater out that way, and then plus I can key up and hit the Flint repeater barely.
Yeah, I'm 33 miles from the Detroit repeater that's on top of the Renaissance Center. I'm hoping when they get to tear it down, I hope they put our tower on the new one they built. Because right now it's on one of those Renaissance towers. I think somebody said it was on the top of the tallest one. But, yeah, I'm pushing 50 watts. I got my mobile on a power pack. And I got my antenna on a counter in front of the picture window. So I can even reach a little hard to talk to you. But I can't never figure out why I can reach the repeater, but when I go by walkie-talkie to walkie-talkie, I can't get nobody, you know.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm off a handheld. I think it's maybe anywhere between 5 and 10 watts. I'm not sure, but it's rubber ducky antenna, and it's working just fine. Yeah, you're coming in a little fuzzy there, but I can understand you.
Yes, I can't figure out. This is line of sight. Okay. Now, where I'm at, I have to go through half Wyandotte, half of Ecorse, half of River Rouge, and from there on, then I have to hit the tower, transmitter on the Renaissance Center. No, I can't never figure that out. I can go to all the buildings, but when I'm not on it, I can hardly get up across the street to work.
Yeah, copy that. Oh, you're really loud and clear now. So, how many watts are you pushing off your mobile?
50. I got a B-Tech 50-watter. You can set the channels for 4 channels monitoring. And the antenna is, it's got no brand name on it, it's got initials, but it's a blow off. It's got a coil at the bottom, closed in. It goes up about 4 inches. Then it's got like a spring type of deal. And from there it goes on about 9 in December.
Copy that, yeah. I just have the two handhelds trying to get my wife into it. All she has to do is push the tuck. She don't have to adjust anything. She just has to memorize my call letters and tell her just you do the call letters and you say your base, and when you call me, you go unit one.
Yeah, like up on my car, I use WRFK359. This is pump one to I'll be monitoring. That's what I use this way.
Copy that. Yeah, I have to get an antenna for my truck. I gotta see what Amazon has. It's an F-150, so it has to be either a mount off the hood, or I'm thinking about maybe one a glass mount off the back window.
Yeah, I thought I'd follow this to I'm gonna put it out on the antenna. This is 462, 467. So this is set for these repeater channels. Really good. I didn't have to cut nothing off. It was down to 1.2 or something like that.
Copy that. Is there somebody else trying to click in? Go ahead.
If there's any breakers, you guys have got the airwaves. Go ahead.
Oh, well, gave him a chance. I'm new to this. I've only had my license for, that's almost a week now. I just never got around. I've listened to you guys on the scanners and that, and been wanting to be a ham radio operator also, but I'm not a great test taker, and now I hear there's a lot of electronics and computers involved in it nowadays, so I thought, I'm going to do the TMRS. Over.
Yeah, it was, you see, it's a stepping stone to ham radio. It kind of is, because you got, if you don't, it ain't like CB is, you can cuss off the storm and everything else, and the FCC won't bother you. But if you keep your nose clean on here, the FCC will bother you. But it gives you an idea of how ham radio works, too.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I enjoy listening to ham radio when they have the severe, when they have Skywarn and that, but you don't hear that too much anymore out this way. And then they have the Micon out of White Lake repeater, and didn't hear too much of that last year unless they changed their frequencies. Over.
You said you had your license in a couple of weeks. Well, there's a certain part of the summer and a certain part of the spring. When you transmit the air film, how can I explain it? People come from Ohio, talking from Ohio, and they get to Detroit computer, and we've been talking to them a lot lately. But that's around the summer months and springtime, that part.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I heard that over the last summer and fall, where people were on, it was like Skip coming into our repeaters. Yes, that was very interesting.
I kind of yelled at somebody today. I don't like yelling at people, but I don't like people who try to get away with stuff. And you're going by the rules, but they don't want to go by the rules. So that's what I mean, because they keyed up and said, "Is anybody hear me?" I go, "We're here." I answer you if you give me your call and find me your first name. Dead silence. They never did come back. I said, "You gotta have a license to get out of there, man." "Nah, this ain't like CB. You can get away a lot on CB, but on here, man, the FCC listens to you like your wife does." I said, "So that's why I told them they never did come back."
Copy that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, getting back to CB radio, I used to be in it back in the 80s and the 90s. But, yeah, you get these crazy kids that want to give the truckers a hard time, or they play their music on it. And so, yeah, some of these kids had some power on their radios. But, yeah, you get to in any of the big cities. Or like that, channel 19, that's terrible.
Yeah, they said that channel 19 on here is the travel channel, like the truck drivers. But when I'm down the expressway, I don't hear nothing, not even a cricket chirp anymore.
On the CB radio? Over.
You know what, GMRS, they're trying to convert R19 over for the people who are on the expressways and stuff. I haven't heard nothing on there. I mean, it ain't hooked up to the repeaters, but when I'm down that area by the expressway, I won't hear nobody talking on these radios. I just hear the ones come off the repeater on our towers and stuff, so forth.
Yeah, this is WFTU844 for the right purposes. Yeah, I didn't know that they were going to have something for travelers. That would be nice. If anybody needs help, but I don't know, yeah, because not all the time there is anybody out there. I know I'm on the road going down to the city where I work, and it's quiet around 5 o'clock in the morning. Over.
You know, I kind of like that, because I kind of like that when it feels like, wow. These airways are all mine. But no, I like talking to Jack, and I like talking to Bob up there at came up the Mint. But his repeater that he's got up there is the microwave dish is all set, and he can't get out to our network, to the Michigan network.
Yeah, copy that. I don't know. You said that the antenna, the tower for the Detroit repeater is on top of the Renaissance Center. So what kind of antenna do you think it is?
I heard over down the line it's a commercial. But I have no clue. It might be like one of those ones where I have these little loops on it, little sections like they have a wire shape like a loop, and they're about to throw them down, or it could be all just a white stick, I don't know. But I'm having to cut it short here. My dinner is done. So nice talking to you. And I'd send you to be off in a little bit. WRFK 359, North End of Wyandotte, Bell River, will be clear on your final dinner. Shoot, tongue-tied. This is Robert, will be clear on your final.
Hi, Robert. It was nice talking to you. Yeah, enjoy your dinner. Yeah. We're waiting on our groceries being delivered here. So, yeah, enjoy. It's great talking to you. Hope to talk to you again. And again, this is Sherman, WSGU844. We're clear. We'll talk to you later. Take care.
Yeah, before I go, I'm going to say my call letters when I first got them, I kept on saying the call letters for WRIF.
What were your call letters again? I know the, yeah, I know 369. I'm just writing down the ones that I have contacts with.
WRPV 448 monitoring.
Hello, 448. This is WSGU844.
Station 448, go ahead. My name's Kurt. How are you today?
Kurt, doing well. This is Sherman. How are you?
I'll be honest. I'm enjoying a nice day in the comfort of my warm house playing with radio equipment. So I'm having a great day.
Copy that. My wife had to laugh. She said, it sounds like you, and she's right. I'm the same way. I've got, I'm enjoying listening to public safety radios and, yeah, my GMRS radio.
Are you new to the GMRS community?
Yeah, I finally got my license last week. Been monitoring for a very long time. But, yeah, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday I finally got the license. So yeah, I'm enjoying it.
welcome to the community. You'll find that everybody on the bandwidth here is all of good character, decent people. We all talk to each other on a first name basis. Good people, and again, welcome to the community. I'm located in Groveland Township, right next to the Holly State Rec area, and I'm coming in on the Flint repeater. Whereabouts are you at?
Yeah, I heard you out earlier. Yeah, we were in process of moving from Washington Township, Macomb County. Now we are located in Oregon Township, Lapeer County, not too far from you. And yeah, I'm just on an HT bouncing off the Mayville tower.
Your HT is definitely making the trip. Did I catch you right? You guys are in the process of moving, and if you are, well, my best wishes. Everybody knows how that goes. Sometimes it goes smooth, and sometimes not so smooth. Hopefully smooth for you guys.
Oh, it's been something. It's been about a month. We're living here in Oregon Township, but yeah, we've had many trips. We rented a few U-Haul trucks and a trailer, and we still, yeah, two men in a truck did all the heavy stuff for us, but we still have one or two more trips to do with our personal vehicles, and then we'll be cleaned out, and the house will be, our closing to sell the house will be first, second week of February.
Excellent. Sounds like it's all coming together for you guys. I know we just moved out to Groveland Township from Highland Township about 9 years ago, and everything went pretty smooth. We didn't have a lot. Got everything all crammed into my friend's construction trailer. Everything went smooth except for Comcast, but, you know, that's a given.
Yeah, we weren't too happy with Xfinity, Comcast. We have Spectrum out here, and we love them. We have a cottage also in Attica, my wife's family since the 50s. So Spectrum Internet and Spectrum Cable, it's been awesome. Over.
Well, that's good to hear because, you know, I'd love to cut my ties with Comcast for sure. This is WRPV 448 for station identification purposes.
Yeah, for purposes, this is WSGU 844. Yeah, when we lived in Washington Township, we had them, and then we went to the Dish and hated Dish. We went back to, unfortunately, went back to cable and internet. In that location, it's slow, and even we had Verizon phones, and yeah, the reception was not very well.
When I was married to my first wife, we used to get everything Comcast free. Full-blown boxes. Never had to pay a penny. But, you know, she worked there. Obviously, it was fun while it lasted.
Copy that. Yeah, it's good when you can get it for free. But, yeah. That's that.
Well, it's a pleasure to make your acquaintance. I'm going to get here on the side and putz around a little bit. I'll be monitoring intermittently on and off. Is there a good time usually to catch you? Is it in the evening, or are you going to monitor a lot, do you think? Or I know you got your hands full at the moment.
Yeah, I'm monitoring usually at night. I was talking to Robert, and I make my commute early in the morning, 5 o'clock, down to Sterling Heights where I work, and then on the way back anywhere between 3 and 4. But I connect to the Mont Clemens tower. I haven't done any communicating off of that, but I got to get an antenna for my pickup truck. Over.
Yeah, you know, even with an HT, a roof-mounted antenna on a truck will go up so much better, especially, I found I was going to mount an antenna on the hood of my truck, and my hood was aluminum, but my truck body and my roof was steel. My friend has a new F-150, and his antenna is grounded on his back rack because his whole body is aluminum.
Yeah, that's what I have is an F-150, a 2024. So I was either thinking about getting a mount that's connected to the hood, or a window mount.
Yeah, my neighbor with his F-150, he had just got his. He does not want to drill a hole in the roof right away, so that's why he had the back rack from his old truck. I didn't really know a good way to set up an antenna on a truck like that. You know, I've never had that problem back in the day.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, the aluminum, I remember when I had when I was a CDer back in the 80s and 90s, and had a K40 antenna, and there was a clip, not using the magnet mount, there was a clip that would go on your, the trunk lid. It was a T-Bird that I had, so they have some kind of mount like that for the hood.
Yeah, I copy that. I've seen them, but very good. It'll definitely help out a lot. And on that note, again, welcome to the GMRS community. It's a great pleasure to make your acquaintance, man. Very good to meet you. And I will be monitoring, so this is WRPD 448, Kirk, Groveland Township, and I'm clear on your final.
Same here, Kirk. Yeah, good talking to you. Finally, glad to finally get a chance to talk to you. Like I said, I've heard you talk to the other people out there, and I knew you're from Groveland, so awesome. So, yeah, this is WSGU 844, and we'll be on the side standing by also. Talk to you later.
did you say?
WRNW 329, monitoring.
Hello, Tim Sherman, WSGU 844.
Is there a station calling? WRNW 329.
Hello, Tim. Yes, it is Sherman, WSGU 844.
How are you doing this evening?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good for a Sunday. Just relaxing, watching some of the football games. Get ready for the big day tomorrow. Yes, it works.
Copy that. No, we're just watching regular TV. I don't know what we're watching and monitoring the radios. Kind of just relaxing. Getting ready to call it a night in an hour or so.
All right, I copy that. I'll just clean up my hand out there to see who was out there.
Got a little over half of that there, Tim. And then you went static about just keying up the mic, seeing who was out there.
Okay, I'm kind of moving around a little bit with my hand out. So we're still winding down here a couple more times. Call it a night myself. Get ready for the big day tomorrow work.
There you go. That's a little better. Yeah, copy that. I'm getting ready for work. What area are you from again? I'm up here in Lapeer County, off the Mayville repeater.
All right, I'm over in Clinton Township. I'm 16 in Grossback. And I'm running off the Mount Clemens repeater. But it sounds like you're next door right here. Nice and clear.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I work down there in Sterling Heights. So, yeah, I haven't hit that repeater yet, but I'm going to give it a try maybe tomorrow if I bring the radio with me to work. I'm in sales, so in and out of the truck in the stores all day. So sometimes I can, sometimes I can't. Over.
Well, if you're in Sterling Heights, yeah, you shouldn't have no problem hitting the Mount Clemens repeater. You hit it quite a distance, I guess, with the things on your surroundings, if you're inside or outside. But right now I'm sitting in the garage, but I'm only a couple of miles from the Mount Clemens repeater.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, you sound real good out in the garage on UHC. Yeah, I'm on my HT also, rubber ducky antenna. We just moved into this location, I think it's been about a month now. So, yeah, I have a TV antenna tower that I'm staring at now and then, wondering what kind of antennas I can put on it. Over.
Yeah, I copy that. I thought I talked to you a couple of days ago. I talked to you a few days ago. I think I was on my way home from work. I was in the mobile. I'm not sure. I didn't write the numbers down or nothing. I'm bad with remembering numbers, so.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, you were on 696. I wrote you down. Yeah, it was today's the 20th. It was yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I've been writing down. I've got a 1, 2, 3. I've got 4 contacts in the last couple of days that I've been writing down. Over.
Yeah, copy that. So what kind of antenna are you looking at putting up? You got the tower standing already, or you still have to install the tower before you put an antenna on it?
No, the antenna is standing, or the tower is standing right beside the house, and there's a TV antenna up on it. So, yeah, like I said, we've only been in this place for about a month now, and I don't know, I'd like to have a few antennas up there. I enjoy monitoring public safety, Lapeer County, what I can. They're encrypted, so, yeah, Tuscola County, Macomb County, St. Clair County, Oakland County, Genesee County, so probably an all-band antenna, plus probably get the UHF antenna so I can hit the Flint Tower and beyond. Over.
I copy that. Well, I got a GMS antenna here I'm trying to get rid of. So I had it up for a short time, but I ended up buying a dual bander antenna. But I got one here, a GRMS antenna. Get rid of about $65. I let it go. It's sitting in my garage here.
Copy that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got some things going on here still. We're still moving into this house here. Yeah, my son and I took a U-Haul down to put some more stuff into it. Got to go back down there this weekend with the wife and I with the pickup truck, and hopefully that'll do it. But, yeah, you still have it. I might take it off your hands.
Oh, yeah, I got it here. I had it on the marketplace for a while. I had a few people interested, but it was like shipping. They want to know about shipping, but I had just more money and more headaches, I guess. But, yeah, just let me know anytime. I got it here in the garage. So I got a dual bander that I'm using up there now. I usually use my handheld on my GMRS, so close to the tower, but have the mobiles in both of my vehicles.
Yeah, copy that, yeah. I got to find a mobile antenna for my truck, probably get a window mount, because it's an F-150 and it's all aluminum, so... But right now the handheld is doing real well with the rubber ducky. I think I'm not too far from the Mayville antenna or repeater, but it's pretty strong. So I'm happy with what's going on right now.
Oh yeah, it's working for you nice and clear. I'm running that Nagoya antenna off my handheld here. It's a big difference from the regular rubber ducky it comes with. But it's a Nagoya 771. It's a really nice antenna. So it gets out there for the handheld.
Yeah, I think I've heard a lot of people talking about that one. I don't know. I'm off a Bufang HT. It's it's one of the off brands, but it's still the Bufang, and come with the rubber ducky, and then the other antenna I can't see right now. I got to get into some light here, but it's a GV771. It's a little longer antenna. Over.
I copy that. Yeah, this one's a little longer, too. If you clip it on your side, it kind of flops all over the place on the handheld. And then if you set it down, it doesn't want to stand up too well. But it works pretty good.
Copy that, Tim. All right, well, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to slide on out of here. I'm going to get get a little bite to eat before I call it a night. So, great hearing from you again, Tim, always. And, yeah, we'll get back at you maybe tomorrow. So, I'll be clear after your final, WSGU-844, clear after your final.
Okay, nice talking to you again. Hopefully talk again soon. I'm all usually out there around 2 o'clock. I'm off of work. I'm in the mobile on the way home. Usually after that I do monitoring on my handheld once I get home. But yeah, give me a shout anytime. We'll talk again soon for sure. Have yourself a fine night and hopefully a better day tomorrow. WRNW, 329, we're clear.
This is WSGP 419 monitoring.
Hey, brother, I read you loud and clear, man. This is a triumph.
I read you loud and clear, too, from inside my house with the whip.
Dude, excelente. We finally got it to work.
Pretty impressive, considering how far we are with some cheap GMRS radios.
Yeah, it is very impressive. Like I said,
missed you on that last transmitter, Cliff.
I was just saying for the that about
let me head back upstairs. I had you better from up there. WSGP 419 here. How copy, Cliff?
Well, is that any better?
Oh, yeah, a lot better now that I'm upstairs. That's excellent.
Miles apart or plus?
Yeah, just did the math, we are 53 miles apart. Come again, Cliff?
I read you now, but I must have lost you there for a minute.
Yeah, I ran up the stairs. I think it'll be a lot better once I get an antenna on the outside of the house, too.
Yeah, for sure. I was just saying, what's the miles between us? 50 or more?
I just double-checked, it is 53 miles.
Wow, that is excellent.
Not bad for a essentially $25 radio.
Yeah, I hear you, man, that is excellent. Hey, speaking of, do we have to wait for that tail squelch to stop before we start transmitting again?
I think so. I'm sure someone else is listening in here on the repeaters that can answer, but I'm still pretty new to it. I think you do have to wait till the tail squelch ends.
Okay, that sounds right. The other thing, too, I think I noticed with these networked repeaters, I think those are the ones that are giving off that little, like, Morse code beep.
Just give that off from time to time. Did you get your Nagoya in for the truck?
Yes, I sure did, but I haven't had a chance to even take it out of the package and mount it yet. So I'm hoping maybe tomorrow I could do that.
I think I'm going to toss mine real quick before heading to work and plug in the handheld and see how it works on this repeater.
Yeah, that should be good, man. We could test it out tomorrow morning, too, while you're driving in.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I'm still on the fence, coming up pretty soon here. I'm on the fence between getting a VTEC 50-watt mobile unit or maybe the Radiodity 40-watt or anything else out there. I'm kind of trying to do research and see what the best bang for your buck is while having a good amount of power. Over. Right.
Yeah, that sounds good. Let's put our heads together and see what the best deal is for power ratio, and I think I'll be able to put out some money for that, too, as long as it's pretty reasonable.
Sounds good, buddy. All right, I don't want to tie up the repeater too long. I know there's some other guys out there, so this is WSCP 419, and I will be clear after your last transmit.
Sounds good, my friend. I will see you at work in the morning. This is WSGN 708, over and out.
This is WSTU 844. Just curious on where you guys are located. Over. WSGU 844. Come on back, guys.
Yeah, sorry, I don't think my last transmission came through. This is 708. I'm located in Shelby Township.
Yeah, this is Sherman, WSTU 844. I'm off the Mayville repeater out in Oregon Township, Lapeer County. You guys are sounding real good.
Oh, that's fantastic. We appreciate you letting us know that. We've been, me and my friend are both new.
Copy that. Yeah, same here.
Figured out.
I've only had my license for
found out about
almost a week now. Welcome.
WSFD 853 monitoring. I'm based out of Corona.
All right, and I just wanted to see where you guys were located. This is WSGU 844. Call sign is Sherman. Nice talking to you.
You as well, Sherman. Thanks a lot for the call, Al. I appreciate it. We'll look forward to talking to you some more in the future. This is WSGN 708. Over and out.
Nice talking to you, Glenn. WSGU 844. Standing by for a little bit.
WSFD 853, monitoring. Not sure if my last tank makes it through, but I don't have to run up using the point repeater.
The last person trying to make it in, this is WSGU 844. My name is Sherman. You're barely making in the repeater. Barely making in the repeater. Over. Negative copy on the last transmission. This is WSGU 844, standing by.
This is WSFD 853. Is that any better?
A little better. WSGU 844.
Clears.